Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, B Brothers Publishing. Oscar and Edgar Barreto are two brothers with a passion for writing role-playing games and short novels. They have dozens of stories for sale on their website, but now all their online books are free from December 15th to the 21st of January. If you're still not sure, you can download a 7-page sample. Their stories are dystopian and have fantastic illustrations to go along with them. So what are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Sophie Rain made more money on Lonely Fools than Jason Tatum made playing as an NBA superstar. You know what this means, don't you? Men need to demand equal pay as OF creators, the way that WNBA players want equal pay as well. The moral of the story is that no one wants to pay to see men without their clothes on, just like no one wants to pay to watch women play basketball. Remember that both of their incomes come from men. Men pay for basketball tickets, and they pay the subscriptions for OF creators. Up next, India is wild. It's a place where a wife is still eligible for a pension, even if she ends her husband according to the courts. Are the courts evil, or are men responsible for being supreme simps? Maybe those judges need to be ended by their own wives so they can receive their pensions too. After all, it's only fair. This is the sad state of affairs of equality in India right now. Number 3, a 33-year-old woman admits to boinging her good boy multiple times. Her boyfriend also faces jail for helping her do so. Which picture is the woman and which one is the dog? I'm a bit confused. But seriously, they also seem like the same person. Also, imagine being a man that's cucked by a dog. You have to be a special type of simp to accept that. At least these two sick people are going where they belong for graping a good boy. Moving on, here's a Photoshop challenge. This woman is having a hard time finding a good boyfriend, and her brother needs someone to Photoshop the kid and turn him white. So hopefully she can find a good man. But it's too late. There's no way to hide this woman's dark past. Even if she tries to bleach her child, good men are going to steer clear of her. When I read this, it translates into just tricking a man to get his resources. The brother also probably doesn't want to pay to support her or a brood, so he's trying to find a simp that doesn't know his worth to do it. Number 5, according to a 2011 study, the profile of the unhappiest person in America is a 42-year-old woman who was unmarried and had no kids but was a professional. I guess that's what happens when you fight your biology. Is this the archetype of the modern female Democrat voter? What I also find wild about this is that childless mothers beat out single mothers of the same age. Poor single mothers are happier than single career women at 42. Who knew? Up next, this guy's fiance asks for a hall pass to smash with other men before their wedding, and then he wonders if he should just end the engagement. Why does it always seem to be the women that ask this question? Of course he should, but at least she had the common courtesy to tell him that their relationship was over before they got married. Maybe she needs to be a little bit more literal because he seems slow to figure things out. Odds are she boinked a stripper and now wants the pass. Number 7, this woman stopped having sex with one of her students when he wore a MAGA hat to class. I know what you're thinking. Where were these teachers when I was in high school? They didn't do this because they were banging the male teachers. They got rid of those so their sexual frustration has someplace else to go now. This is probably a joke, but it's time to admit that school teachers are way worse than priests ever were. At least 6 teachers were arrested for sexual misconduct with students in 2 days in America. There were probably dozens more than weren't caught. Moving on, Ron Howard's film Eden has Sydney Sweeney, Vanessa Kirby, and Ana de Armas. The question to ask is, not will you watch this film? But the better question to ask is, why the hell won't you watch it? If you still aren't sold, it's got strong sexual content, graphic nudity, violence, and is rated R. 3 hot women trapped on a tropical island. This looks like it's going to be this generation's version of Wild Things. Number 9, once again, we have Sophie Rain. And this young generation of women is going to make sure that she makes more money than supermodels. And Lonely Fools creators are going to be the top future career for high school chicks. Too many married simps with too much extra money is the real problem here. Also, we need to be real though. She looks a lot better than those actual models. The simp economy is absolutely crazy. OF models are the new celebrities. Up next, Celia says that the consensus is that men are moving further right because the Democrats aren't speaking nicely to them. She thinks it's going to help saying that we're susceptible to fascism, and instead we're acting like this, and it's all the mean mommy's fault. So when insulting men isn't working, the plan is to double down and yell at us and shame us some more. When I see Celia's picture, all I can think to myself is that she's pissed off, because no Chad wants to commit to her. Number 11, the Miss Universe CEO sparks outrage by saying that women with blonde hair and blue eyes are the ultimate evolution. The CEO is not wrong, because studies have shown that natural blondes have IQs that are 3 points higher than brunettes. The only reason the CEO is able to say that without being canceled is because the CEO is transgender and Thai. So the greatest victim of the oppression Olympics can make as many sexist comments as he or she likes. Moving on, here's the look on your face when you're on deployment and your wife spends $50 at CVS at 8:21 in the morning. When asked about this, ChatGPT didn't understand that the soldier's wife was paying for the morning after pill because she was being porked by some other man's sausage. Maybe ChatGPT knows it, but just refuses to red pill men. There's only one thing you can do when you come home from deployment and somehow find out that the kid isn't yours. Number 13 are the young members of the Osplanongo family who ruled the Ottoman Empire from 1299 to 1922. They look rather Western to me. Maybe it was all those white slave girls in the Sultan's harem or something. It wasn't unusual for Turkish sultans to take Eastern European brides, so of course the family line looks like this. I guess now we know why the Slavs are called that, because they were the slaves to the Sultan. These people are also part of the same family. Up next is the difference between the gay people I respect versus the ones I don't. Why can't it be like 20 years ago when almost all gay people looked like the top image, where they were like everyone else and they just had a different sexual orientation? Today many will have rainbow flags everywhere and look like a circus clown. They look like they're taking part in an annual pride parade every day of the year. Many probably aren't even gay but doing it for victim points and attention. Number 15, this female firefighter sues for harassment claiming that her boss is a sexual predator, after he said his wife had a handbag just like hers. She probably got offended and a man she deemed as beneath her and invisible spoke to her. Men can't give women compliments or have casual conversations without risking their jobs these days. So eventually we will stop talking to women at work entirely. Soon you'll get an accusation just for looking at a woman. This man is the eye contact champion in the world, and he just wants to keep his job. Moving on, here's a woman on Thanksgiving that went from looking like a turkey to looking terrific. She gets full points for self-improvement because she did it before the days of Ozempic. Women losing that much weight these days, everyone will assume that they just took meds to get the results like those. I bet you anything that her stomach skin doesn't look all that stellar. Probably looks like a deflated whoopee cushion. Number 17, a husband filed for divorce after seeing this selfie of his wife. Do you see anything wrong other than the fact that it was taken by a third imaginary hand? It might also be the man in the bathroom mirror behind her with his shirt off. So does that mean that there were two men and that she was giving out a high-five threesome or something? I'm sure there's more to this. What do you guys see? Up next, are you guys ready because it's about to become No Country for Woke Men? Wait until Musk starts laying off government bureaucrats to shrink the budget. I get the sneaky suspicion that since Musk wasn't born in America and can't be president, that this is a way to get him in to get America on the right track. The first couple of weeks after the election, Trump and Musk were pretty much tied at the hip. Not to mention that Musk was one of his top donors. Number 19, we have Andre the Giant back in 1982. Women say they want a man that's at least 8 feet tall, but why does the woman on the right look kind of scared? When I was a kid, I thought he was brothers with Jaws from James Bond, and kept waiting for him to do a tag team match with Jaws, biting through the ropes in the ring. If you think this is wild, then just look at how tiny a full-size can of beer was in this dude's hand. One time he even drank 108 of these bad boys in only 45 minutes. Moving on, have you heard of adonatology, or the religion where followers worship big curvy women's butts? So it's official, chubby chasers and pookies have their very own religion. They probably give praise to the moon god. But in the Bible, God says, "Thou shalt not have any other gods before me." Will a BBW worshipper say, "Hold my cattle prong"? I guess there's nothing wrong with liking a big dump truck these days. Number 21, speaking of big butts, we have Avril Not-So-Lean Lavigne. You'd think that with all her gold records, she could afford to pay for a Zempac or get her stomach stapled. Or maybe even get a private gym in her mansion to do some workouts. To me, all this picture proves is that women get old, but that they never grow up. And that the wall always remains undefeated. Up next, many people wonder how to understand this picture. One guy says that it means you need to have a wife and a bunch of side chicks to live a good balanced life. I think this is just way too complicated and there's nothing to balance if you're single and going your own way. Maybe it all comes down to that Kanye West quote, where one good girl is worth 1,000 bitches. Either that or those clothes are very heavy. Number 23, what body part is this? She tattooed his name on it so that he knows their relationship is real. Is her name Gunt or Belly? It's neither of those. Get ready to vomit when you see where this actually belongs. You just know that a gym membership is a must when you can't identify your own body parts. Many guys are also confused if they're looking at her titties or her kneecaps. Moving on, I'm glad to see that the media isn't calling this individual a black man, but instead has opted for a more generic term, passerby. Anywho, this passerby savagely beat a gardener because she didn't say good morning to him. I'm glad to see that he's pretending like he's a female victim and saying that it's all her fault for not saying hi to him in the first place. I can't wait to see what the media comes up with next to avoid being racist. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to Alyssa Milano? Apparently she deleted her ex account and had what appears to have been a mild breakdown. At least she has pearls to clutch. Apparently the reason she left was because she chose to trade in her Tesla in for Volkswagen, because Musk is all about that white supremacy. The Hodge twins then tell her that VW was literally founded by Nazis and Hitler. Musk laughs, and I guess the shame got to her, so she deleted her accounts. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.